Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The other day, we had Lansing Schools Superintendent T.C. Wallace Jr. on the show, and he talked about starting the school year the right way. And he mentioned an effort to welcome students and to be sure that they were escorted to school the first day. I want to welcome in the educational consultant, Brian Beverly, representing Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm well today. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about the effort to get the school year off to a good start.
Well, I was approached by John Edmond, who was the biological father of the young lady, Amaya Edmond, who was tragically slain this summer. And he wanted to kind of reinvigorate fathers' participation in their child's academic success. And he approached me about challenging fathers to escort their student to school the first day of school. And I, myself, and the other members of Black Men Incorporated supported that effort. We reached out to local media to kind of get the word out, and we also dispatched our membership to the elementary schools around the school district in order to welcome those school families and those students that first day.
Just from a common sense glance, it seems like a great idea. Why was it important to you to get involved with that?
Well, I feel like our families are the bedrock of our community. In order to increase student success and in turn our community success, we need to re-engage the families with their involvement in the schools, especially fathers who have traditionally taken a lesser role in their students' achievement, and to get them involved, encourage their participation throughout the year, and to get that off on a good note on that first day of school.
What are some of the other efforts that Black Men Incorporated have been involved with?
Well, Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing is participating in mentoring programs at Sexton and Everett High Schools throughout the school year, 2 days a week, Mondays at Everett High School and Tuesdays at Sexton High School, for an hour and a half each day, mentoring young men on character building, ACT test scores, and test strategies, and just increasing their academic success. We also each year host a Take a Child Christmas Shopping program where we take at-risk students Christmas shopping with gift cards to Myers. Each at-risk student is partnered with a mentor. Last year we had 75 mentors and 75 students who participated. We go out to Myers. Each student is able to purchase a gift for their parent and for themselves. We take them back to Sexton High School. They wrap those Christmas presents, and we give them a pizza party and some gym time as well, some recreation. We also do our Salute to Excellence program, which is a student achievement recognition breakfast in the springtime.
Brian Beverly, education consultant representing Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing, BMIGL is the group, doing a lot of great things. Brian, you don't hear about the great things that are done sometimes. You only hear about the insanity. And
right.
I have seen a lot of progress. And in terms of the family units, you know that that has an immediate, long-lasting impact. Yet for a lot of people, they see something like the story with the New York Jets on HBO, the Hard Knocks show recently, when Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie talks about having seven children by six women. We get into some very, very dangerous stereotypes there. What's the message that you want to send? And you mentioned family earlier.
Absolutely. Regardless of the situation that people make for themselves, that they have to be engaged in their child, in their life, and their education. If you have six children or seven children, or if you just have one or two, just take an active role, be an active participant in your child's success, and in turn, our community will grow.
What is the biggest thing that has to be done in terms of what you mentioned in Greater Lansing? If you could have one thing on your wish list, in terms of family and education, what would that be?
For me, it would be just spreading awareness of, you know, the impact that you can have on a child just by, you know, showing interest in what they're into, whether it's their athletic success, their musical success, theater, or just academic achievement in general. Just taking an active role in being, you know, a participant in that child's daily routine, engaging with their teachers. And even if you don't have children of your own, you'd like to just mentor someone. I'd like for members of our community to reach out to those students who are needing a role model and assistance in their lives.
Brian Beverly, education consultant representing Black Men Incorporated of Greater Lansing. Brian, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being part of the solution.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me and allowing me to spread our message.
All right. We will be back with Hour 2. Ben Lightling is going to talk about bullying coming up next on Ebling & You.